B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Report by the New York Times reveals Trump's taxes. New COVID regulations regarding restaurants and bars start today. And a disturbing trend of kids getting sick from edibles. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Salt Bae's Boston restaurant gets shut down less than a week after opening. But even that's not why he's trending this morning.
Wow. Libra has your sports.
And this weekend, sports took us on a roller coaster ride of emotions. And around here, we ended up in the dumps.
But first, an explosive report was released by the New York Times and revealed that Trump paid no federal income taxes in 10 out of 15 years beginning in 2000 because he reported losing significantly more than he made. Also, in the year he won the presidency and in his first year in the White House, he paid just $750 in federal income taxes.
What?
You gotta be kidding
me. He denied the story, claiming that he pays, quote unquote, a lot in taxes. The New York Times said that it will not make the tax return info public so that they don't jeopardize the sources who have taken enormous personal risks to help inform the public.
750. So that means we took Melissa out to dinner Saturday.
Yeah.
And paid almost as much for dinner than Trump paid in taxes. Trump?
That's what's more disturbing to me is that he didn't pay any taxes for 10 years. That's what's more, like, I miss 1 year because of some mistake one of my accountants made, and they are on me like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and they snatched stuff right out of my account.
Please.
No warning.
Right?
I mean.
Yo.
I'm sorry. That's.
Anyway.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Not even.
This early voting stuff.
It's annoying.
No,
damn you, IRS.
Starting today, Massachusetts COVID-19 regulations will let more people share a table at restaurants and bar seating will be permitted for food service. Governor Baker says bars will remain closed in the state, but if you order food, you can also order drinks. The limit on the number of people who can sit at a table has been raised from 6 to 10, although Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said that the city will stay at 6 because of a recent uptick in COVID-19 cases. And doctors at South Shore Health say that they are continuing to see a disturbing trend of kids getting sick from eating THC-laced edibles that are packaged to look like major brand candies and snacks. They also said that in one case, the gummies were even packaged to look nearly identical to a leading brand of children's vitamins. Recently, a local teenager had to be treated and stabilized after consuming 5 fruit-flavored candies that each contained 600 milligrams of THC. Whoa.
That kid must have been on the moon.
Oh, my God.
Melissa could handle 10 milligrams on Saturday.
Hey.
Speaking of, here's Melissa with the juice.
Damn right I couldn't.
She's going to do a speech later on why not to do edibles.
Okay.
Just say no.
Things ain't looking too good for Carol Baskin. The ID channel is currently airing a special on Joe Exotic, a.k.a. Tiger King, which includes ongoing speculation that Carol played a role in her husband Don Lewis's disappearance back in 1997. For the first time ever, we see a letter that was submitted as evidence to investigators. Now, I didn't know this, but apparently Carol Baskin was having an affair with Don Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, and she had written a letter, an 11-page letter to Don Lewis's wife at the time. And now at this time, Carol was also married to her first husband, Michael Murdoch. In this 11-page letter, Carol described her relationship with Don, but in a disturbing line, she wrote, "I had to get out of my marriage and would have eventually killed my husband to do it." Carol and Don both divorced their first spouses and married in 1991. And of course, Carol is defending this letter, saying the line was taken out of context. What she meant was she was willing to defend herself against her husband's abuse. As it was on record, Carol claimed she was physically abused during that marriage.
Wow.
Joe Exotic, Tiger's Lies and Cover-Ups is airing now on the ID channel.
Could you imagine being somebody's first husband and they murder their second husband? Being like, whoa, talk about dodging a bullet.
Dodge that bullet.
And how is she getting married multiple times? She is one of the most unattractive women I've ever seen in... Oh, I'm sorry.
She's
beautiful?
No, I'm just saying, listen, there's someone out there for everyone. Just because somebody's not attractive doesn't mean that they can't eventually get married.
Oh, I forgot about her awesome personality.
So in your eyes, only beautiful people are getting married. Is that what you're saying?
Beautiful personality brings something to the table. Like, she's unattractive, she's has no personality, and she kills her husband. Why would you get with her?
Some guys like that, apparently. Tory Lanez just dropped his album on Friday, which, damn, seems to declare his innocence in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Word is the album is expected to flop, selling a measly 40 to 50,000 its first week. And with the album comes new evidence in the shooting. An unidentified source says before firing four shots at Megan Thee Stallion's feet, Tory Lanez allegedly told her, "Dance, bitch." And then, desperate to fix his mistake, offered her hush money to cover it up. Now, the source is talking because they feel like since Tory dropped his album, people have started to doubt Megan's claims that he shot her, even mocking her in the whole thing. According to the source, this is not okay and it's not funny. It's not something that we can just normalize. And Tory is still denying the incident. And Salt Bae's new Boston restaurant hasn't even been open a week already, and it's been shut down. Apparently, city inspectors found several violations, and I know I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but Nusaret Boston, that's the name of the restaurant, located at 100 Arlington Street, back on September 18th and again on the 23rd. Now, the violations range from failing to follow COVID guidelines set by Governor Baker and violations of fire regulations. Apparently, two of the exits were blocked when the inspectors went to go look at the place.
Whoa.
Health inspectors also cited them for violations, including not having permits, had no proof of a full-time on-site food protection manager, and had equipment violations. All but one were fixed, but as of yesterday, the restaurant was still shut down. And by the way, in case you are seeing Salt Bae trending this morning, it's not because of the restaurant being shut down. It's because of a viral TikTok video that's going around showing a woman twerking for him, to which her angry boyfriend comes banging on the door, going inside and chasing her, screaming at her very disturbingly. It's a very disturbing video, but people are making a huge deal of it because Salt Bae is in the background filming her.
Yeah,
so
I need to know. I need to know what's going on there because
we need context.
Were they
this
leaving
video.
The restaurant? And she's like, "Hold on, I got to go back in and grab something." And she started twerking for him there.
But I believe it is the Boston restaurant. So if anybody here knows these people in this video, please contact us. We have many questions.
Matter if he was just walking by and saw like. Right. Look at that girl twerking for Salt Bae.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Sox season is over, and they ended it with a win over Atlanta 9-1. However, Sox manager Ron Renicki took a L as he was told before the game that he wouldn't be coming back. That
services.
Is cold-blooded. Tom Brady lost his GOAT status, but only for the weekend. The title belonged to Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana and his wife after they came face-to-face with a home intruder who was trying to kidnap their 9-month-old granddaughter. The wife wrestled the baby back. I don't know what Joe was doing, but anyways, the intruder escaped but was caught later on.
In my imagination, he took a football and the kid, the guy was holding the kid, or it was a woman, whatever, holding the kid in front of her like a hostage, and Joe took that football and threw a spiral right in her face. It bounced off, and then the wife dove and caught the baby. Let's say that because that sounds so much better than him sleeping on the couch.
Right. Friday, Pebbles, you said the Pats would win 30-9. Mm-hmm. Melissa, you said the Pats would win 35-21. And
close.
Melissa, you
close.
Get the win. Close. It was real close
was
as the Pats
close.
Beat the Raiders 36-20. But look, what kind of sports reporter would I be if I didn't report on what Cam Newton wore to the game? Mm-hmm. So every Monday, this is what I plan to do. I'm going to give the Cam fashion review. Hit it for me now. Now, if you didn't see it, Cam was cold with it, wearing the powder blue fedora with what looked like some sort of flower print on the trim of the brim. He had on some kind of 1983 Michael Jackson Thriller shades. As you can tell, I'm not that fashionable. We moved down to the powder blue jacket, dark blue bow tie. I think it was velvet. With the matching handkerchief.
What is that?
Yeah,
velvet?
I know, velvet. Then the cream vest with the cream pants. He was showing a little ankle. Some dark blue loafers, no socks, and then he had the pink rose pinned to his jacket.
Look good.
He was cold-blooded with it.
Good.
Yes. He did his thing. I couldn't do it, but Cam can. All right, moving on. The Celtics, they're done. They're done. The Heat literally turned up the Heat late in the game and won 125-113. And just like that, sports around here is basically evaporated. We had all four teams. Now we're down to one. That's just it. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals at 8. Monday Night Football, you got Kansas City versus Baltimore.
Yes,
kickoff at 8:15, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. Jessica and Al are parents of 3 kids in Maryland, and Jessica learned that several kids at her daughter's school didn't have desks at home and had to share the dining room table with their siblings or work from their beds during virtual learning. Excuse me. That's when Jessica asked Al to come up with a prototype for a desk that was inexpensive and easy to make. He made a blueprint for a desk that could be built in an hour, cost about $40, and that's when Desks by Dads was born. Several local parents volunteered to spend part of their weekends working on desks, and so far more than 24 have been delivered to students free of charge. Jessica says that she hopes this inspires others to help students who may need extra help during the pandemic. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. All right.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.